to each other? Yeah? So let's do this. The first two lines, all ladies put your hands up. You're going to sing it, okay? And you're going to follow Lasya. And then the give thanks to God for, the first three lines. And the give thanks to God for he is good. Let's hear some nice resounding bass.
Yes.
Okay? The men will respond with give thanks to God for he is good. Okay? Can we try that?
Yeah.
Come on, Lasya.
He sent his son to die.
Every day that dawns, I see the light of you.
much worthy than I know. I cannot imagine just how glorious you are. I cannot begin to tell how deep a love you bring. Lord, my ears have heard of you, and now my eyes have seen.
Jeremiah 17:14 says, "Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise."
Amen.
In this morning, I pray to Lord like this: Lord, heal us, save us, comfort us, and give us your joy and peace. Amen.
You know, that verse seems to have been coming over and over again over the last few weeks. And I think God is putting his finger on it. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be made whole and made well. And we can often focus on physical healing and forget that there is so much of emotional and spiritual brokenness and healing that needs to come to each one of us. None of us are an exception here. And I feel let's just bring that to God. Let's have some real moments with God, you know, because it's, especially in times like that, you feel like God is distant, yes? But you know something? I'll show you from the Bible that that is wrong. Because it says the Lord is close to the
brokenhearted.
Come on, Alex, say it loudly. Brokenhearted. So he has not abandoned you. In fact, his presence is all the more strong. He's close to the brokenhearted and the crushed in spirit. Yeah? It says when you're in trouble, he says, the Lord comforts. The Lord is close to those who is near to those who call on him. So he is not far away. In fact, he is even closer. The Bible tells us that he is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Okay? He says he's an ever-present help in times of joy. Sure? Ever-present help in time of
trouble,
need. So if you're needy this morning, you're brokenhearted, you're crushed in spirit, you're spiritually or emotionally saying, God, I'm not in a good place right now. Just know that God is even closer to you today. Will you remember this? He is even closer to you, more closer than you know, and more closer than you can imagine. He's a good God. When he said he will never leave us, he will never forsake us. He said that in context, yeah? I know it says in context of provision and all of that. But that is true. That is God's nature. Faithful. Faithful to the very end. Yeah? So let's just take a quick moment. It's your time with God right now. Have an honest moment with him. And say, God, heal me. You've said, I will be healed. Okay? Send forth your word and heal me. You died on the cross. You took those stripes on your back for every kind of healing so that I will experience complete well-being. Okay? I don't think there's anybody in this room who doesn't need a touch from God this morning. Because none of us are completely whole. You agree?
Yeah.
If everything was perfect, then we should be on that side. That side has not happened. We're all here. Okay? So let's just shoot that to God this morning. Come.
Single, oh.
for you.
True.
love endures.
Your love endures. Your love abounds. Your love abounds. Your love abounds. Your love abounds.
There's no condemnation. I'm a new creation. And there's no condemnation. I'm a new creation. And there's no condemnation.
Romans 8 says, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." We receive that love, Lord. The love that can never separate us from you. There is no separation from God through Christ Jesus.
His love is higher than the highest of mountains. His love.
I just feel that Jesus would remind us this morning of his great love for you. Will you open your hearts to receive his love right now? Open your hearts.